a couple of announcements. I want to ask you, first and foremost, if you would be in prayer for, many of you would know Jimmy and Elizabeth de la Vega. Elizabeth's parents, Luz and Manuel, both have the COVID-19 virus. They tried to take care of it at home. They were not able to. They've been admitted to the hospital. Luz is having a harder time than Manuel. I'd like to ask you to please be in prayer for them, that God will heal them, give them grace, give them strength, and that they'll experience victory here in the very, very near future, be able to get out of the hospital. So please, please, please keep them in prayer. I know that it would mean a whole lot to the family. I've been asked a lot about when we are going to reopen. Many people, many of you listening right now, Pastor, when are we going to meet together for church? And it seems like there's always two sides to the opinion. There's some people who feel like we shouldn't have ever gotten away from church service and never canceled service and went online only because of the COVID virus. And then there are other people who think that we shouldn't open for the next year and a half or something akin to that. And you know what? I'm okay with both points of view. I don't have a problem with that. I understand that people have varying opinions and varying mindsets, and that's okay. And that's okay. And you're entitled to have your mindset. But there's been kind of a general consensus that people have been asking me about, Pastor, when are we going to have church and when are we going to start again? So I'm going to tell you a couple of things. Number one, before we start, I'm going to tell you that everything is written in pencil, meaning this. We will change this in, there will be things that no matter what we have planned, there will be things that change. We have one of the great signs of a good plan is adaptability, and we will adapt to what needs to be adapted. We will also walk in grace. This is not going to be an issue where we're ticked off at people who disagree with us. When we meet together, let me just say this, if you feel uncomfortable for the first few weeks meeting together, fine, I get that. I don't want anyone to feel pressure to do something that you're uncomfortable with. Now, you know, I want to be careful that we keep God in his proper perspective. I know some people who say I'm uncomfortable going to church, but I don't have a problem going to the store and going to the mall and going to restaurants and going to all these places. That might be a spiritual condition that one has to consider between them and God. But if you're sincerely uncomfortable about getting out, you have an underlying health condition, you're a caretaker for somebody who's older, I understand completely, and we want to show all of you as much grace as we possibly can. That's one of the reasons we're doing the audio-video update, so we can do Facebook Live better, and our streaming better. We're working hard to that end. So I say all that to say, when we first went into this, the governor of California, and rightly so, he is not a scientist by any means, he's a politician, and he was trying to make the right decision for our state, and he asked us to help flatten the curve and to not put the strain on hospitals that was being projected by the models. Now, I'm not here to say that the models weren't correct. If we didn't do something, I don't know that. I don't think we'll ever be able to tell that. But what we do know is that we have flattened the curve, and there it doesn't seem to be the run on hospitals. There's not the run on hospitals that we were told. And the curve is a lot lower than was expected. And so there are a lot of churches and a lot of businesses who are really in an act of social, resistance. Well, yeah. They are going to begin businesses again. They're going to start having church services. On May the 31st, there's about 3,500 churches across the state of California that are going to be having services on that Sunday morning. I've been asked if we are going to be a part of that. We are not going to do that on May 31st. As of right now, we are looking to begin service on June the 14th. Now, it will certainly look differently than we have. We have enhanced cleaning techniques. We will be doing a lot of cleaning. We think, as of right now, with the information that we have today, which may change tomorrow, we will probably have two services. We will not have a children's ministry for first through the sixth grade, but we will for the younger children in order to practice social distancing. We're going to ask you the first couple of weeks to wear masks. We're not going to require it. If you say, I'm not going to do it, okay, I'm not going to fight with people over it. But we've ordered several hundred masks for people who don't have them, and we'll have them available at church, and you can wear them. We'll have infrared thermometers. Everybody who enters the building, you cannot get into any of our buildings without having your temperature taken and a wristband that signifies that you have your temperature taken. That's not really us trying to be unkind. We're trying to follow the law as much as we possibly can. I don't want to be rebellious against our government for the sake of being rebellious, but God has called us to meet together as a church body. And our mayor has asked the governor to allow San Diego, because we are very healthy, to allow San Diego to determine when we meet together again. Our governor has not yet done that. He may do that by by June the 14th. But we have several enhanced things to keep our church safe. We don't want to be cavalier about this. This is a very real virus that has affected many, many, many thousands of people. And we want to be careful to be gracious and understanding in that. We'll have hand sanitizer. You will not sit right next to your best friend. I mean, if you choose to, you choose to, but we're asking that you not. And we'll set up the auditorium in a way that provides for social distancing. We won't pass an offering. We'll still have an offering, but we won't pass an offering. And we really want to get back together. We want to have church again. We want to worship together. We'll meet together. Again, all of this in pencil as it stands right now. You'll get a video. This will all be written up this week. You'll get an email with it all this week and additional things as well. But these are just kind of the highlight things. I was saying something and I got sidetracked there, but hand sanitizer, we won't pass an offering, infrared thermometers, cleaning, extreme precautions, two services. We will only have Sunday morning services. Our Sunday night, Wednesday nights will still meet over the internet. We'll still stream those either through Zoom, Facebook Live, YouTube, and that's kind of our plan. Philippians chapter 2, and I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, verse number 2 says, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the thing of others. And here's the tendency to do. Is for somebody to say, I don't know why they don't see it from my perspective. I want you to know I do see it from your perspective. And if your perspective is the same as mine, then I see our perspective. If your perspective is different than mine, I've been in any number of conference calls. I've spent hours and hours in research. Our pastoral staff, we have, and our ministry staff, we have talked and talked and talked, researched. We're making signs. We've been on calls with attorneys. We're talking to other pastors in the area, other pastors in the state, all over the place. We're really trying to make the right decision. And I just want to be careful to convey to you that this is not an issue of us just thumbing our nose at anyone, but we do have freedoms in our country that are unique to other regions of the world. And we as Americans live our life by the Constitution. And in living our life by the Constitution, or we're supposed to anyway, we understand we have the right to the free exercise of religion. We also understand that government has the right during a pandemic case to say, okay, let's be careful and let's not have service, which we were happy to go into. Not, I shouldn't say happy. We were submissive to go into, and we had a good attitude about it, though nobody wanted any of this to have to happen. Nobody did. And so I want to encourage you to be in prayer that, number one, people will be healthy. We don't want anybody else getting sick, for crying out loud. That's terrible. We hate that. We don't like that at all. And number two, we'd like to ask you to be in prayer that we can open up with freedom. Some of our folks in the military, certain commands might not allow folks to come to church. Guys, I understand that. I get it. I understand that you gave up some rights when you joined the military. I want you to know my heart goes out to you, and I don't want you to feel guilty about not being able to be there. I understand your predicament. If you say, well, Pastor, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to support whatever decision you make, I guess is what I'm saying, and I love you, and I want you to do the right thing and do what God tells you to do, and do not feel a tinge of pressure from us either way. You are loved, and we want you to be together. We're going to still be streaming all of our services, like I said. It's going to be awesome, and we're looking forward to getting back together again as of right now, Sunday, June 14th. Now, if our governor comes out and says, hey, we are going to allow you to meet together June the 21st, then we would meet together June the 21st. Again, we're not trying to cause any problems at all. But as the last thing that he came out and said to churches is that we might be able to meet somewhere between August and November. And that just is untenable. I don't think that's workable at all. And we as believers have to meet together. So if you have any questions, you can ask those. If not, that's fine. We'll send out a video and want you to know kind of where we're at.